Joining us now is our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Caro. It's time for our golf, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I am a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick is an attorney. He is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard, and you can watch him each and every week on television, both CNN and ESPN, and right here on the radio with us every Sunday morning. Happy Sunday to you, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you? I'm standing at a security line, and we're getting ready to go to Atlanta. I'm doing some CNN stuff tonight. And then I found out, lo and behold, right across the street from the CNN studio is Phillips Arena, where the Heat start their playoffs tonight. So I might as well get myself a couple tickets. What do you think?
Absolutely. There you go. Check out some NBA playoff basketball. I'm not sure about the Heat's chances. The Hawks took 3 out of 4 from them during the season. And, of course, Atlanta has the home court advantage being the 4 seed. So Dwayne Wade and company definitely have their work cut out for them. I would look for the Hawks to win this series.
Yeah, so would I. But the fun thing about this is, you know, you go to a regular season game, let's say the last 2 weeks of the season, for teams who are playing for nothing or maybe seeding, and then you look at the first week of the playoffs, then you realize how relatively meaningless the season is because they play a different game. They start playing a different game right now. And it's fun to watch pros diving for loose balls. Remember when that used to happen all the time? Not anymore.
That is true, Rick. I mean, you saw Chicago beat Boston the other night.
Derrick Rose was sick last night. He was just on fire.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's a good thing for Chicago. We've got LeBron James. Everybody is all but having him packed up and moving to New York. It's not that simple. There are discussions inside the NBA, especially when you look at some of the New York papers, that the Knicks are clearing cap room for Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, of course. You don't clear cap room. You just pay the luxury tax. And so that's not good news down here. But listen, if the newspapers ran the business, as Pat Rooney knows from the old Steeler days, it would be a far different story. So all it means is we're kind of interested in that business. And then we head to the NFL draft next week. And I know we've got stuff to talk about the stadiums that are being done in New York.
Well, first of all, speaking about New York basketball, if the Knicks were to get LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, I mean, that would be like a new age version of Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. I mean, chalk up a couple of NBA championships for the Knickerbockers if they're able to ascertain both of those players. But let's talk a little baseball, New York baseball specifically. And, Rick, we saw the openings of two edifices in New York that are just monumental. All told, Citi Field for the New York Mets and new Yankee Stadium, combined value of $2.3 billion with a B, and we saw both of those structures open this week. What struggling economy?
Is it edify? What is the plural of edifice? Edifices?
Perhaps it's edify.
Edifices.
We don't know. I'm asking.
Edifices. That sounds kind of dirty, Pen.
I mean, yeah, all right. You're going to hang up on me if I continue this conversation. I'll just answer the damn question you asked me, okay? We'll move on. Yeah, it's a lot of money, if that's what you want to know. And the bottom line is, clearly, from the Yankees' perspective, what do you do? Well, you need to spend $200 million, even though 22 runs later last night, it doesn't include good pitching, okay? But you got to spend that money because you got to have a competitive team because no one's going to pay those astronomical prices. But then you charge those astronomical prices because you got to pay for the debt service of that $1.3 billion to $1.5 billion stadium, which is another couple hundred million among friends. And the tickets for those legend seats, as you know, are $2,600 a piece times 81 games times two people, because you got to take a friend at those prices. Who's going to pay for that? Well, the only shot you have is if you stay competitive, and you got to spend money to do that. And the Yankees do have public money, but it's in infrastructure, it's in subways, stations, it's in parking garages, but not on the stadium itself. So it's a little bit of a catch-22 only in New York.
Rick, I was going to mention that. Like, I had a friend of mine who's a big Yankee fan, and he wanted to go to – it was just like a nondescript game against whoever. It wasn't even like against the Red Sox or anything. He did one of those Ticketmaster searches where, you know, they'll say, do you want the best available seats? He hit yes. And they had like 5 rows back over one of the dugouts. But so it wasn't right on the dugout. It was 5 rows back. And the tickets were $2,500 each. It was $10,000 for 4 people. He wanted to take his kids.
Oh,
and he was just like, look, even in a great economy, I wouldn't do this. But in this economy, are they really getting people to pay $2,500 for 5 rows back at Yankee Stadium, Rick?
Ask me in August. But here's another story for you. you're going to find out exactly how strong your friends are, right? Because your friends at maybe $100 a pop are different than your friends at $2,500 a pop. Pretty darn clear.
That's a great point. If you get the invite for one of those tickets, you know that you've got a really good friend.
Yeah, like you in the PBCC tournament Friday. Thank you very much for that invite. That was a wonderful cause and a worthy charity, and he did a great job. But, you know, more important than that is that it's a deal where the Mets and the Yankees are struggling with two different financial models. The Mets don't have the guts to charge those numbers, but they have some issues, remember, because they took $400 million from Citigroup to name the facility Citi Field, and that is a little less pressure on them for ticket prices, but they have their controversy of their own. You know, how dare Citibank spend all that money taking TARP funds? Well, right. They got it open for business. So you got two different kinds of controversies in New York. It's kind of interesting to watch.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Harrow. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Rick, just got a minute left. I definitely want to touch on this. Glenn Straub, the polo magnate in Palm Beach County who owns Palm Beach Polo Golf and Country Club in Wellington, he has just purchased Tesoro up in Port St. Lucie out of bankruptcy for $10.9 million. All he paid was $10.9 million for 353 vacant home lots, a golf course, a lease for the other golf course, 11 acres of commercial property, and that 100,000-square-foot clubhouse. This is pennies on the dollar, Rick.
Yeah, he's going to be taking us there a lot because he can afford it, right? It's not like the Rooney Invitation of the $2,500 Yankee seats. You know, the bottom line of all of this is that the bankruptcy process causes strange business deals to be done. The Straub family has a history of turnaround and resell the polo club. He is a sportsman. He's a developer. Look for some things to happen up there in Tesoro. You know, Bobby Ginn's heart, I guess you would argue, was in the right place. It's a long way from the vision that we saw up there 3 or 4 years ago.
Rick, real quick, two golf courses up there. He's leasing one. I think he has the other. Does that mean one of them might go by the wayside, or do you think he'll keep both of them?
I think what he'll probably do is to hold on to the second one and then develop it maybe over time. You know, the story is that you convert golf course property if the land is needed. But there's a lot of land up there, so I don't think that'll happen.
He is the sports professor, Rick Harrow. He joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Rick, next week, we're going to be discussing President Barack Obama's new $3.5 trillion budget plan, which includes a proposal to reduce the charitable tax deduction for wealthy Americans. It sounds like it might not have a link to the sports world, but it does. And we'll talk about that next week. Thanks as always, buddy.
Great tease. Talk to you next week. Wow. Pretty good.
There he is. The sports professor, Rick Harrow, joins us each and every week during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Pat, if I had $11 million, I would have bought Tesoro. We're talking about 353 vacant lots. Even if you sell those lots for $100,000 each, right there, that's nearly $4 million. You got two golf courses, and you've got a 100,000-square-foot clubhouse. The clubhouse is probably worth $30 million.
He's taking on the debt, he's taking on, you know, the taxes. He's taking on all this stuff in the belief that he's going to be able to make that up in a better economy. So it is a little bit of a gamble, Russ.